With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana has reported 97 more cases of COVID-19 and 2 more deaths, including the 14th death related to an outbreak at a memory care facility in Billings. Yellowstone County officials said Thursday a man in his 70s died Wednesday at Canyon Creek Memory Care. Lake County Public Health announced another man in his 70s died in a hospital. Among Montana's 97 new lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases today are a Bighorn County Detention Facility officer and 3 firefighters from the Road Rural Department. All 4 showed symptoms and their infections were traced back to previously confirmed patients. An additional 7 Bighorn County employees are quarantining at home after coming in close contact with the 4 new cases. No inmates at the Bighorn County Detention Facility have tested positive for the virus. In Flathead County, the Missoulian reports an unknown number of business employees in and around Glacier National Park have tested positive for COVID-19 and are in isolation. A Glacier National Park spokesperson says no National Park Service employees or visitors have been identified as close contacts. Health officials in Flathead County said this week that new cases are associated with people working in the service industry, though no businesses have been ordered to close in relation to the recent cases. Ground fire crews with air support are trying to control the 5,000-acre Buffalo Fire burning southwest of Broadus in Powder River County in southeast Montana. It took less than 4 hours yesterday for that fire to explode from 200 acres to 2,500. The fire grew quickly yesterday, creating a supercell with its own smoke plume and lightning. 6 structures are threatened. The Buffalo Fire is 10% contained and the cause is unknown. Firefighters have the more than 350-acre Clear Creek burning fire on the Flathead Indian Reservation near Perma, 80% contained. The fire burning in timber, brush, and tall grass is under investigation but is believed to be human-caused, started by rock quarry equipment. 6 counties in Montana, including Yellowstone, Musselshell, Silverbow, Deer Lodge, Cascade, and Lewis and Clark, have Stage 1 fire restrictions or burn bans in place. The Bureau of Land Management has implemented Stage 1 fire restrictions for its land in Powder River County, effective on Friday. Personal information of 1,500 veterans in Montana may have been accessed during a data breach involving files from the Montana VA healthcare system earlier this year. The Veterans Health Administration announced the breach today after being notified by the former company contacted to maintain the data June 4th. A May investigation concluded Veterans Health Administration files may have been among those accessed and/or acquired between April 20th and 30th by an unauthorized actor. Full name, social security number, and facility are among the information they may have been accessed. The company formally contracted to maintain VHA data says to date there is no indication that access data has been misused. The Montana VA healthcare system has notified impacted veterans in the state and will offer free annual credit reports and free credit monitoring. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines yesterday reiterated the federal government's intention to deliver a COVID-19 vaccine within the calendar year during a roundtable with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration official and nearly a dozen hospital and public health experts across the Treasure State. Kevin Trevelin with YPR reports.
Daines struck an urgent tone while discussing progress on domestic vaccine production.
Because, as you know, every day matters. We're starting to see hospitalizations spike, COVID-19 positive tests. Time is of the essence.
The roundtable followed Wednesday's announcement that the Trump administration plans to buy 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine being developed by U.S. drug maker Pfizer after its regulatory approval. Jason Smith, chief advancement officer of Bozeman Health, wondered how initial limited vaccine supplies will be distributed in Montana following previous supply shortages.
We have faced significant challenges in receiving those items that are so important to our desire to provide care to our patients.
Daines said vaccine distribution plans will consider impacted populations, the needs of essential workers, and other factors. One roundtable participant was seriously concerned about the potential for a COVID-19 outbreak at Malmstrom Air Force Base near Great Falls, while another noted the difficulties of developing a vaccine amid new research suggesting COVID-19 antibodies fade quickly. Several speakers also brought up testing bottlenecks. Dr. Jay Evans directs the University of Montana Center currently developing a COVID-19 vaccine. He said work is being held up while several employees potentially exposed to the virus await test results at home, which can take up to a week.
And the concern is this fall when students return to campus and other schools across the state that we're hopefully not, but the assumption is that we're going to see a resurgence in cases.
FDA Deputy Commissioner Dr. Anand Shah said the agency is working with developers to get more rapid turnaround tests out the door, which will be critical as Americans return to school and work in coming weeks. Daines said he's pushing for more vaccine development funding in Congress's next coronavirus relief bill, which is currently taking shape. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Kevin Trevlin is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Statehouse reporter. Work to prevent sediment from flowing into the Flathead River from a former aluminum plant will begin this fall. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports this is the first remediation project at the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company Superfund site.
CFAC project manager John Strazio says the Flathead River is slowly eroding away the banks of two ponds used by the now defunct aluminum company. The ponds contain harmful sediment.
We don't think that these ponds will last another 2 years.
That's why the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency approved the work ahead of schedule. The two-year project, which will begin this fall, also includes the removal of dams that will return the Flathead River to its original channel. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
U.S. wildlife officials have rejected federal protections for a rare freshwater fish species that is at the center of a long-running legal dispute. Wednesday's decision comes almost 2 years after a federal appeals court faulted the federal government for dismissing the threat that climate change and other pressures pose to Arctic grayling fish. Officials said a conservation agreement involving landowners and government agencies has improved the grayling's habitat in southwestern Montana, which is home to one of the few surviving grayling populations in the lower 48. Wildlife advocates question if that agreement will adequately protect grayling. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.